10 days since she'd arrived in Verez itself, after hauling ass from the coast. Not because she was particularly eager to kill her targets, but because the city was so damn large that it seemed her best chance of dodging the immigration officials, whom she'd given the slip, instead of registering with their oh-so-benevolent work program. Hurrying to the capital had also provided welcome activity after weeks at sea, where she hadn't really felt like doing anything, other than lying on the narrow bed in her cramped cabin, or sharpening her weapons with a near religious zeal. "You're nothing but a coward," Nehemia had said to her. Every slice of the wedding stone had echoed it. Coward, coward, coward. The word had trailed her each league across the ocean. She had made a vow to free Ilway. So in between moments of despair and rage and grief, in between thoughts of Kaol and the word keys and all she'd left behind and lost, Selena had decided on one plan to follow when she reached these shores. One plan, however insane and unlikely, to free the enslaved kingdom. Find and obliterate the word keys the King of Otterlin had used to build his terrible empire. She'd gladly destroy herself to carry it out. Just her, just him, just as it should be. No loss of life beyond their own, no soul stained but hers. It would take a monster to destroy a monster. If she had to be here thanks to Kaol's misplaced good intentions, then at least she'd receive the answers she needed. There was one person in Aurelia who had been present when the word keys were wielded by a conquering demon race that had warped them into 3 tools of such mighty power that they'd been hidden for thousands of years and nearly wiped from memory. Queen Maeve of the Fae. Maeve knew everything, as was expected when you were older than dirt. So the first step of her stupid, foolish plan had been simple. Seek out Maeve, get answers about how to destroy the word keys, and then return to Otterlin. It was the least she could do. For Nehemia, for a lot of other people. There was nothing left in her, not really. Only ash and an abyss, and the unbreakable vow she'd carved into her flesh to the friend who had seen her for what she truly was. When they had docked at the largest port city in Wendland, she couldn't help but admire the caution the ship took while coming to shore, waiting until a moonless night, then stuffing Selena and the other refugee women from Otterlin in the galley, while navigating the secret channels through the barrier reef. It was understandable. The reef was the main defense keeping Otterlin's legions from these shores. It was also part of her mission here as the king's champion. That was the other task lingering in the back of her mind— to find a way to keep the king from executing Kaol or Nehemia's family. He'd promised to do it should she fail in her mission to retrieve Wendland's naval defense plans and assassinate its king and prince at their annual midsummer ball. But she'd shoved all those thoughts aside when they'd docked, and the refugee women had been herded ashore for processing by the port's officials. Many of the women were scarred inside and out, their eyes gleaming with echoes of whatever horrors had befallen them in Otterlin. So even after she'd vanished from the ship during the chaos of docking, she'd lingered on a nearby rooftop while the women were escorted into a building to find homes and employment. Yet Wendland's officials could later bring them to a quiet part of the city and do whatever they wanted. Sell them, hurt them. They were refugees, unwanted and without any rights. Without any voice. But she hadn't lingered merely from paranoia. No, Nehemia would have remained to ensure they were safe. Realizing that, Selena had wound up on the road to the capital as soon as she was certain the women were all right. Learning how to infiltrate the castle was merely something to occupy her time, while she decided how to execute the first steps of her plan, while she tried to stop thinking about Nehemia. It had all been fine, fine and easy. Hiding in the little woods and barns along the way, she passed like a shadow through the countryside. Wendland, a land of myths and monsters, of legends and nightmares made flesh. The kingdom itself was a spread of warm, rocky sand and thick forest. growing